Hello and welcome to the Positive Switch podcast. I want to use this platform to share positive experiences and inspire individuals to make the connection I made a few years ago. One change is all it took to trigger a major shift in my life, and I want to help you turn on the switch that will light up yours. Hello, beautiful souls, and thank you for listening to this new episode of the Positive Switch podcast. I really appreciate you taking your time to listen to what I have to say, listen to every bit of advice I can give you, every bit of different anecdotes and stories about my own experience with veganism and a vegan lifestyle. And activism as well. I hope in some way that this podcast is helpful to you and that you can also use it as a tool to improve yourself in different aspects of your vegan life or activist life. I hope you can as well share it as much as you can with different people around you whom you may think this podcast may be useful too. Today, I want to express the necessity, the importance of being a vegan activist and why you should be a vegan activist if you're not an activist yet. And first, I just want to set the foundation for this episode by explaining where really lies the difference between being vegan, having a vegan lifestyle, and being a vegan activist. And first, let's just take an example of a situation that I hope you won't experience, but unfortunately, I'm pretty sure this situation already happened many times around the world. And if we actually speak up for this kind of cruel acts as vegan activists, but not only as vegan activists, just as human beings, if we speak up for all the different kinds of injustice that we might encounter in our life, then we will reduce the chances of this situations happening, and eventually we will no more see any kind of injustice in this world. Of course, that's a very positive kind of idyllic view, but you know, I think that you can only keep living by being hopeful. And yeah, so here is the first situation I want to use to explain to you where is the difference between being a vegan and a vegan activist. Let's say you're just walking in the city and you get to that street, like a hidden corner, and you come across a man who is beating a dog or a pig, a cow, a chicken. No matter which animal it is, they all deserve to have a life free of oppression, and they don't deserve to be harmed. This animal is being beaten in front of your eyes, and you have, I would say, two options here. So first, you think it's wrong and you decide not to take part into this cruel act, but you walk away. You're, for I don't know which reason, you might be scared to stop that man from beating that dog, or you might have no empathy maybe for animals, and you just don't give a crap and walk away. That's the first situation. And still, in that first situation, you might think, you might be shocked, you might think it's wrong for this man to be beating that dog, but still, you walk away. Situation B, you come across that situation, you are appalled, you find it terrible, you think it's wrong, you decide to make a moral decision by not taking part into this cruel act, but you also decide in some way to help. You decide to call out for help around you if anyone can hear you. You decide to intervene in some way and you try and stop this injustice. You step up, you speak up for the animal, because obviously in this situation the dog or any animal that's being trapped in this situation cannot really defend himself, cannot get himself out of this situation. So therefore you have the responsibility to act. And in my eyes, if you're a vegan, by nature you have to be an activist. If you can see yourself, imagine yourself in these two situations, which one would you choose? Would you, if you see, even if you see a human being beaten up on the street, what do you do? You just walk away? Or do you actually get loud and do something about that situation? And I know that it might sound harsh, but I just have some vegan friends who are not activists, who have been vegans for I don't know how many months, how many years. And I know it took me a while to become an activist, to become active. But I think it's not really because I was scared or had anxiety, I was stressed, didn't dare to speak up on the streets. It's just for the simple reason that I didn't even know that there were people. I mean, it might sound dumb, but I didn't know that there were so many organizations for animal rights and people speaking up all over the world for animal injustices. But as soon as I came across these different movements, well, just from watching the different actions that were being applied in order to help the animals, it just radiated such a huge energy and power and ambition. Like, the goal is so important, the goal is so, it's such a major injustice. And seeing all those living beings fighting with each other, fighting not with each other, like fighting against each other, just like fighting alongside for the animals, it just, I was very moved and I wanted to be part of this. Not only did I want to experience this powerful movement and just this powerful human connection of fighting with one another for an injustice, just like people in the past, in the whole history, people have fought for their rights, people have fought for injustices, people have fought for different types of discrimination. And if those people hadn't fought, today some simple things, you know, just as women going to work, women getting the right to vote, I don't know, just there are such like mundane, normal things that you do in your everyday life, and it just seems so usual and common that you don't even take the time to step back and realize that people had to fight, but maybe even to get in prison or die for you to have that right. And this is exactly the same situation we're facing now. If we are not speaking for those animals, and not only for the animals, also for all the human beings who are exploited in all these different animal industries, all these people who are facing depression, suicide, drug abuse, who are harassing their wives or any family ties. Today, right now, as vegans, we're speaking up for humankind. We're fighting for everybody's right. We're fighting for the consumer's right to know the truth. And if you don't show that truth, as harsh as it may sound, as harsh as it may look, if you're not speaking for that truth, there's no way we're going to change society. There's no way we're going to change the society standards towards animal. There's no way we're going to change people's mentality. So it is such of a high importance to be an activist as a vegan. And just as I wanted to say a couple minutes ago, in my eyes, if you're a vegan, if you're not speaking for the animals, indirectly you're letting them in their miserable condition, and therefore you're not helping to change their fate. So indirectly I wouldn't say you want animals to be exploited, of course not, because otherwise you wouldn't be vegan. But you're not doing anything in order to help get these animals out of this situation. You're letting them to die. You're letting farmers keeping breeding animals into existence. You're letting the standard practices go on, because you're not speaking up, you're not getting out of your comfort zone and talking to people so that themselves they can reflect upon their own habits and change their lifestyle. And to me, I couldn't imagine myself without activism. I mean, it's been such a huge part of my life over the last few months, since over a year ago. And as far as I'm concerned, activism, not only, I mean, I feel like I've been changing myself by changing others, by trying to change others. I mean, you know, you could just have so many conversations while being active. When you get out on the street and just every day, or like every weekend, you try and go to a cube of truth from Anonymous for the Voiceless, and you speak here and there to 3 people, and then the next weekend to 10 people, you have 10 positive conversations, and then the next weekend 7 conversations, and you do that for a couple of months and then a year, and then if you add all of that up, then you might have spoken with hundreds or thousands of different people and have such diversified conversations with people from all over the world. And that's huge. There is no way I could imagine myself a few years ago, like if someone had told me, yeah, in 2 years you will have spoken with thousands of people about on the topic of veganism, you will have changed about 100 people's minds about consuming animals and exploiting them, and these people will have shifted to a vegan lifestyle, and I would never have believed it. And yet I'm here, and I just can't grasp how big of a change has taken place into my life. And I just want to show you like all the different possibilities and how big of an impact activism might have on your life. Just when I look back, 1 year ago, I moved to Germany. And before that, I was active in France. I was doing here and there, taking part to different animal rights organizations, but yet I wasn't that much active. I wasn't as much active as I am now. And what just struck me is how powerful the vegan activism, the German vegan activism movement is. I've never had as many opportunities to speak up for animals as since I came to Germany. And just as I was talking with my flatmate yesterday, and I told him, you know what, I just can't grasp, I can't realize how much my life has changed in just 1 year of living in Germany and being a vegan activist in Germany. And just to give you a couple of examples of how my life changed through activism and why it is so important that if you're vegan and not an activist, you should make that step. You should just go to the next level because you just have everything to win and nothing to lose by becoming an activist. So one aspect for me that changed is that I did study languages. I learned several languages as much as I could because I just enjoyed it in school. But yet, I'm not really in a job where I am using languages, but I'm not translating anything. And so, and if from today to tomorrow I decide to take another job that doesn't involve languages, you might think, okay, why did I study languages then? Why did I spend so many years studying languages? Because I'm not doing anything with it. And yet, I realized that it wasn't in vain, because ever since I started activism, it forced me to get out of my comfort zone and use languages I learned at school. Whether it's French, my mother tongue, whether it's English, whether it's German, Spanish, which by now has become a bit rusty, but I am really willing to start studying Spanish again. Whether it's Chinese, and you know, I've, even though in a conversation by a cue, I would just put out there a sentence in Chinese to tell the person I'm speaking to I was happy to meet them. It kind of sets that foundation for a positive conversation. It sets a good atmosphere in the conversation, and the people might feel a bit more at trust and more just more comfortable speaking with me, because they can see that I did that effort of speaking their language. So, you know, they might feel flattered. Or and in that conversation, the topic is obviously veganism and animal rights, and I want to make that my point. But by showing these people that I know their culture, I know a bit of their language, I took the time to learn their language, I set this connection between us in the conversation so that they might be more receptive to what I have to say about animals' condition, animal exploitation. So that's one example. And before yesterday on Saturday, same thing. My Spanish was a bit rusty, but I just pushed myself. I was like, you have no excuse, Morgan. You know you're going to be understood, even if you make some mistakes. You know that the core of the message you want to spread is going to be understood. And that's why someone just asked me, I was standing in the cube. I said, come on, get out of the cube, get there and just do it. And I spoke with these people and I could understand most of what they said, and they could understand what I said. And in the end, they felt helped. They felt that I gave them some tools for them to go a bit further on the way to veganism. I gave them some tips, some pieces of advice and more information so that they can no longer ignore the truth. So not only that, but they can also try to change that truth by becoming one more, two more people to act in favor of the animals by not exploiting them, by not consuming them. Another beautiful perk of being an activist is, in the past 2 years, I have attended such memorable events in different parts of the world, and I've met people who have inspired me to always improve my set of skills as an activist. I have been to different marches for animal rights in Berlin, in Amsterdam, wherever I know, in Hamburg. I've taken part to a 24-hour cube in Berlin, one in Amsterdam, and those events just, they changed me as a person. They changed my perspective on activism, because now I know that this movement is massive. This movement is unstoppable, because every time I go to these events, it's not one or two people just awkwardly hanging. There is just hundreds and even maybe thousands of people coming from all different places, taking 24 hours of their life to speak up for the animals. And as I said previously, there are just so many people who have inspired me to become always more active, to always look for different ways of getting the message out. And a person who's inspired me a great deal and keeps inspiring me every day is Mark. Mark, also known as Active Vegan, that's his podcast that you can find on different platforms such as Anchor or Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and more. Of course, I will link his different the different platforms where he's present on social media. Mark is an organizer of Anonymous for the Voiceless in the Düsseldorf chapter in Germany. And at first you can think, just like whenever you see any vegan activist, at first you might think, you know, it's just another ordinary vegan, another vegan who's just eating plant-based and not buying any animal products, not buying any leather, not buying any cosmetics that involves animal cruelty. But if you just talk to Mark for a few minutes, you will find out that he's got many hidden talents as an activist. And I think what inspires me the most about Mark is that he focuses every day on being the best example he can of a vegan lifestyle. He always seeks different ways to reach out to people and guide them toward veganism or vegan activism, mostly, especially with his podcast. And he just tries to spread the message either through social media, his podcast, or even by training in the gym. He wants to be, in any way he can, a good example of what veganism implies. And I think I don't know anyone who is as respectful as he is as I don't know anyone who is as respectful as he is of his body. I think it's the cleanest person I know. I know it might sound weird, but, and because he has such respect for his body, he just always try to get the best sources of vegan food. His diet consists of a whole food vegan diet, and the more I spend time with him, the more I want to just eat whole foods, because I truly think by now that they are the most simple and delicious foods that you can eat, and that will truly protect your body from any diseases. So he just focuses on veganism to such a high point that he wants to avoid at all costs any kind of diseases so that he can always be healthy and fit and just radiate a positive image of veganism. Whenever I, you know, see him doing outreach or at a cube and someone asks him if he could give that person some tip and maybe do a talk in a school or at university, wherever that might be, if he's asked to be interviewed, he never hesitates, not even for 1 second, and he just gets out of his comfort zone. And yeah, it's clear to him, whatever it takes, you have to speak up for veganism, you have to speak up for animal rights whenever you are given the opportunity. And I think that we definitely need more people who put their convenience and comfort last and prioritize the right thing, which is speaking up for the animals. Yeah, and what I admire about Mark is that his dedication not only stands out on the spot when he's doing outreach, but also in his everyday life, whenever he's given the chance to impact people's lives in a positive way and help the animals at the same time, he will seize the opportunity, not think for 1 second, and just do it. And that's the message here. Whatever you might think, whatever doubts you might have of you not being capable of being an activist, it doesn't matter. Just stop thinking and just give it a try. And there are just so many opportunities, so many different possibilities that you have no excuse. You can speak up for animals, so not orally, not by being on the street and speaking with people. You can just stay behind your screen comfortably at home, on sitting your ass on your couch, and literally just write articles, poems, songs. You can do a podcast and you don't have to face anybody. You can just sit at home and record a podcast and reach hundreds, thousands, millions of people. Anyone who's listening out there can find you and hear your message. So there is really no excuse. And being a vegan activist has never been about convenience or ease or a trend. It's a dedication. It's a lifetime fight, for better or for worse, through thick and thin. But what I know is on this way, you will never be alone, because vegan activists are such kind-hearted, compassionate, respectful people, and they will always support you no matter what. I can just tell by now, there are so many people within the vegan activist community in Germany who support me, who show me their support on social media by speaking about my podcast or my Instagram account, my YouTube channel, you know, whenever they just have the chance to spread the message, and they recommend my social media platforms to different people in order to help them getting a bit further on their vegan journey. This community is just so supportive. I cannot be thankful enough for all these people. And therefore, in that, on my vegan activist journey, I have never felt alone. I have never felt desperate or stressed or like my life, my world was about to end. I always felt confident no matter what, because I was surrounded by wonderful people, and Yes, it's been an amazing journey. Yes, vegan activism is not about ourselves. It's about all the lives that we can save as long as we are breathing, no matter what it takes. Animals cannot speak up for themselves, and therefore as vegans, we have the duty, the responsibility to get out there and fight for them. I would never go back, take another path, because this one led me to a movement that's bigger than our lives. Oh shit, sorry. Sorry for cursing. But yes, this one path led me to a movement that's bigger than ourselves. It's compassion and respect beyond any species, beyond any borders, beyond nationalities, sexes. This fight involves all fights. The vegan movement, I think, is, in my eyes, bigger than any movement I've seen. It's bigger than any ONG, you know, people speaking up on the street. And I admire that so many different people are speaking up for different injustices. But whenever I see people on the street and like who wants 5 minutes of my time and want to hand me a flyer and then ask me for money, if I stand there and watch these people do this, I can just tell like how many people are busy on the street and they're not stopping and they're not really listening to them, and they might not even change their habit or behavior. And whenever I'm at the Cube with Anonymous for the Voiceless, and I just see how many people stop by and how many people stand there talking with me, talking with different activists for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, sometimes even 1 or 2 hours. And it's amazing. I think veganism is just a major topic nowadays, because people are becoming more aware, and people, when they see what stands behind the products they buy, they automatically feel uncomfortable, they feel betrayed and lied to, and therefore they want to change. So because they're so deeply shocked, appalled by this harsh truth, they want to change it, and therefore they will take the time to speak with you because they need you. They need you as a middleman to enable them to go from one aspect of their life, from one big aspect of their life, which has been consuming dead body parts of animals their whole life, and being taught that it was okay to treat animals in the way we treat them, and it was okay to pet dogs and exploit pigs and cows. And they want to go from that part of their life where they felt influenced, conditioned, to the vegan lifestyle, to a lifestyle that truly matches, embodies their values. And they cannot do that if you're not helping them. People cannot change if you don't teach them, if you don't help them to unlearn what they've learned. People cannot change if they remain ignorant. Becoming a vegan activist has pushed me to become a more creative person, to come up with new ideas that could impact people differently. And because there are so many different people on this planet, we have to reach out to these people in different ways. We have to question ourselves. We have to try and improve ourselves whenever we're given the opportunity. Because the world is always changing. But no matter how much the world is changing, either you stand out, not stand out, either you stay on the side and watch this massive change happening, and you tell yourself, wow, how amazing that is that people are changing their lifestyle and becoming involved and speaking up for the animals. So either you step outside and just watch it, or you take part into it and not only change yourself and change your life, but you also change people's lives. And I mean, I think the only reason we're here on this planet is to impact people on a positive scale as much as we can. And yes, it is our duty as vegans to be active, to speak up for the animals, speak up for the planet, speak up for all the injustices that are being done every second that we speak, every minute, every hour, every day. And as long as this is happening, I cannot shut up. I cannot stay quiet. Otherwise, I will never be able to forgive myself. So I hope this long episode, if you're still there, thank you for sticking with me. I hope that might have inspired you to become active. If not, well, I hope it just plants a seed that you can reflect upon in the next days or weeks, and that eventually you will just try and at least do something about animal situation. Do something about it. If you don't do anything about it, indirectly you are letting it happen. And if you're vegan, I am sure, I know you want animal liberation, and you want it now. So just be active now. Thank you for listening. I will see you in the next episode, and I wish you a very nice rest of your day. Bye.